You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Goggly goo 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 gow gow gow.
Attaboy, play it, Harry.
Ha cockala goose gow.
That's good.
Ha cockala goose gow.
That's fine. You feel better now.
Cockala gow gow gow.
Oh, you sure play that cornet.
Gow gow, huh?
I say you play the cornet very well.
It's not a cornet.
What is it?
It's a trombone.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I thought it was a cornet.
Yeah, it sounds like a trombone.
Well, you're quite a musician, aren't you?
Oh, I play.
Do you?
Oh, a little boy I used to play on the linoleum.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm quite a musician myself.
Is that so?
Although I lean more to the classics.
You lean?
To the classics.
And what's holding you up?
No, I mean, I like the high-class music.
Oh, you like good music.
Yeah, something like...
You know good music?
Yes.
What do you know that's good?
What I like most of all is Hummer Skew.
What?
Hummer Skew.
Hummer Skew?
As you see, I wouldn't have named that, only I'm a musician.
I could tell that.
Could you?
By Hummer Skew.
Yes.
What instrument do you play?
Now?
Yes.
I'm taking Victrola lessons.
You're taking them?
Yes.
Are you doing well with the Victrola?
Well, I've only been studying 2 weeks.
That's such a short time.
Yes. And next week, I get the needles.
Oh, next week?
Isn't that good?
Oh, that's fine.
You bet. Would you like to hear Hummer Skew?
I'd love it, yes.
Yum, da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Hummer Skew, da-dum, da-dum. Hummer Skew, da-dum.
Oh, there is no justice.
Why, what's the matter?
Not Hummer Skew.
That is Hummer Skew.
It is not.
Well, what is it?
You merskwee.
Are you sure?
Certainly.
They must have moved it over.
Sure.
They must have.
You want to hear good music?
Yeah.
Here's good music.
You have a new one?
Called I'll Take the Blame.
I'll Take the Blame.
I'll Take the Blame.
I've never heard it.
Never heard it.
Let's go ahead.
I'll Take the Blame.
There's no cover charge.
No.
No.
I'll take the blame.
Yes.
Yes, sir, that's my baby.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
You know anything classic?
Classic?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, I love...
Heavy stuff?
Well, I like Marseillaise.
Oh, the French song.
Da-da-da-da-da-da, Marseillaise. Not that Marseillaise.
What one?
This one. Marseillaise in the cold, cold ground.
Oh, that's good.
You like that
one? I want to go home on that one.
No, listen, Harold, before you go, how about that girl last night?
Well, did you see her?
Yeah.
Wasn't she beautiful?
Oh, you kidding?
Sweet girl, too.
Beautiful.
No, I met her, don't you?
No.
The Ritz Hotel.
At the Ritz?
You know where the Ritz is?
Oh, do I know?
Do you know?
I stopped there.
Is that a fact?
Yes, out in front.
That's the place.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'd like to have your opinion on something happened to me.
Oh, sure.
Would you give it to me?
Love to.
There's no charges.
Oh, not at all.
Fine.
Yes.
Well, I happened to take her to tea yesterday afternoon.
Yes.
And after tea, I paid the bill.
Oh, you paid the bill.
Was that proper?
Well, if you think so.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
After tea, we took a walk.
Yes.
It came dinner time, and I asked the young lady to have dinner with me.
Yes.
Again, she consented, and again, I paid the bill.
Oh, you paid again.
Twice.
You were going bye-bye.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I still want your opinion.
Yes, you're still going to get it.
Thank you.
Mm.
After dinner, she said she would like to go to a show.
Yes.
We went to the theater, and I paid for the seat.
Oh, you paid again.
That's right. After the show, we went to a nightclub.
Yes.
We danced, enjoyed the evening, and again I paid.
You paid again.
4 times.
Oh, that's just dandy.
Then I took the young lady home.
Oh, you did take her home.
But here's what I wanted to find out.
What was it?
Should I have kissed the young lady goodnight?
Oh, no, you done enough for her.
That's right. That's what I say.
Certainly.
Hey, hey.
How, how.
And there they are again, Harry Janz, Harold Whalen, the great vaudevillians, got their act on film and on record. And very funny stuff indeed. Yes, sir, that's my baby. Oh, yeah. That'll love it. Maybe on another show I'll play Hummer Skew and we'll see how that sounds. But that was A Couple of Good Guys Gone Wrong from 1927. Funny stuff there. And I've gone wrong in my day. And I try to be right twice a day anyway, like a clock, but that isn't running. And I'm usually not running either. And I choose not to run. This is Radiola, and we'll continue with music. And I found this record. I was looking for a copy of this song anywhere because of the first line. But I actually misremembered the first line, although I've heard it sung that way. Life is like a mountain highway, and indeed, if it is, somebody's been monkeying with my brakes. But life is like a mountain railway on this one, and this is Life's Railway to Heaven from 1925.
Thank you. duty never fails. Keep your hand upon the throttle and your eye upon the rail. Bless the Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore.
The Benson Orchestra of Chicago, another band that played hot, and that's Mean Mean Mama. Oh, yes, that's from 1923. That's some good stuff there. Love it. Good, nice playing. Speaking of the musicians in there, I believe Frank Trumbauer is audible on C Melody Sax. He was a member of the band at that time and often recorded with them. So you get a little bonus there, a little Frank Trumbauer to go with your Benson Orchestra. And Don Bester leading it at that point. Before that, Sanford's Famous Dance Orchestra playing Daddy, You've Been a Mother to Me, 1920. And if you've got a mean, mean mama, sometimes that's the case. You know, there are a lot of guys walking around with papooses. And, that's because mom is, at the casino or something. And, spending what money they don't have. Before that, the Criterion Quartet, Life's Railway to Heaven, 1925. And, make sure you do check your brakes, by the way. It's very important, or else you'll wind up there a lot quicker than you anticipated. This is Radiola, and we're going to get there as long as it takes. Every week we do. It either takes 2 hours or close to it, or even a little more. So whatever it takes, I've got what it takes. And and I won't even say who I am because I've already said that a few times already. Jesse Crawford, and the great organist playing the Wurlitzer in 1926. I believe this was recorded in February. And this is Dinah, and I would have to say my pipe organ style is more like Jesse James, but I don't hold me to that. Thank you.
let me linger again. Where love came to me on a little balcony in Spain. I hadn't the right, but the spell of the night made me kiss her again. Where love came to me on a little balcony in Spain. At dawn, I found she had gone. It didn't take long to discover she had somebody else for her lover. I lost my chance, that's the way of romance. Now I linger in vain. Where love came to me on a little balcony in Spain.
At 8 she meets me, with a little kiss she greets me. Why, that's what puts the sweet in home sweet home. And hand in hand we pass the doorstep, we're in heaven with one more step. That's what puts the sweet in home sweet home. And when I sit beside and hold by side, that's when I tell the world I'm satisfied. And when a little blue-eyed laddie says, gee, I love Mom and Daddy, why, that's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home.
Gene Goldcat's orchestra. Gene isn't in the studio. I think he was on the beach somewhere. But Harold Stokes was in there directing and vocalizing on That's What Puts the Home in Home Sweet Home. And Volley Defoe, I think, was in there playing on the clarinet. A lot of great musicians in that one. It's not the band that you normally think of when you think of Gene Gold Cut, but that's hot stuff, and I like it. I like that a lot. Before that, Leonard Joy's All String Orchestra, Chester Gaylord on the vocal with on a little balcony in Spain, a little Latin rhythm there to go with your strings, and it is all very stringy indeed, but very nice, sweet sounding and good, well recorded from 1930, beginning with Dinah. That, you know, that song. How could you miss Dinah? Dinah's there. She's she wanted to China and probably get a factory job, which you can't get here. 1926. This is Radiola, and this is no factory job, but it's because I don't demand payment. And this is Radiola, which is a I'm Andy Senior. You're I'm your unskilled labor. That's what I have to say. Here's Whispering Jack Smith, and this sounds very nice. A lot of these records sound crunchy because, for some reason, Victor Shellac is got in that. It sounds like it's like that self-destruct material they used to use on Mission Impossible. Starts to sound crackly after a while, but this sounds rather nice. And this is from 1926. And I like this. And he's buying needles once a year. That's pretty good, I guess. I think I got some of those records, by the way. Tonight's my night with Baby.
I looked in my little red book and found I had a date at 8:30. I can't be late. Look me over. How do I look? Now tell me, am I there? Tell me on the square, could I make anyone care? I combed my hair and brushed my hat. I even washed my dog and cat. Tonight's my night with Baby. The onion that I like so much, for weeks I haven't dared to touch. Tonight's my night with Baby. I call Sweetie Baby, and here's the reason why. Every time we cuddle, it works just like a lullaby. I hid the possum in the hall, so he'll be there if I should call. Tonight's my night with Baby. And I feel like I'm walking on wheels. I think that I could fly. Look in my eye, and you'll see why. Just had rubber put on my heels. I've no time to lose. Do your duty, shoes. I'm running away from the blues. I got my ma, I got my pa. I put them in my motor car. Tonight's my night with Baby. And I said to my driver, Jack, just drive and drive and don't come back. Tonight's my night with Baby. Baby's very bashful, and I am very shy. But when there's no one near us, do we make love? Oh me, oh my. I'll stuff some cotton in the phone, so it can't ring when we're alone. Tonight's my night with Baby. And she has a big Victrola. And let me make this clear. She buys all the records, and I buy needles once a year. I'm bringing her a diamond stone. I'll take it back when I go home. Tonight's my night with Baby.
Thank you.
bees buzzing round your honeycomb. When we're out or at your home, we've no privacy. You could put my mind at ease, make me feel so very proud, if you'll only tell the crowd you belong to me. I won't know another happy day till I can walk right up to them and say, this is the missus, just look her over. This is the missus, she's mine. I'll get those kisses, now I'm in clover. I've caught some fish on my line. I own those lips, yes sir. I own those eyes, yes sir. And a whole lot more, she was worthwhile waiting for. This is the missus, just look her over. This is the missus, she's mine. Was worthwhile waiting for. This is the missus, just look her over. This is the missus, she's mine.
So dip your brush in the sunshine and keep on painting away. Make love a duty and you will find beauty wherever your eyes may stray. Life will seem worthwhile living, and skies will never be gray. So dip your brush in the sunshine and keep on painting away. Just keep on painting away. Thank you.
Snooks and the Memphis Ramblers, Wally Ashby on the vocal, and I like this a lot. Usually you hear the Ted Lewis version, which has a lot of hot stuff, but this is the Cleanse Your Musical Palate, Dip Your Brush in Sunshine from 1931. Before that, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, This is the Missus, 1931 also, on Victor. Nice sounding there, beginning with Whispering Jack Smith, Tonight's My Night with Baby. That was, 1926, that's what I said. This is Radiola, and we try to get the date right, even if we don't know what year it is currently. We do pretty well otherwise, and I'm Andy Sr., and I need to buy a new calendar. The old one has such nice pictures, though, so why throw it away? Here's something I was glad to find, because I don't often find, this is the first Decca I've found by Lee Sims, and the Brunswicks tend to be somewhat crunchy and somewhat... almost muffled sounding in some ways, but this Decca is stunning, and I have not messed with this too much. Really, it doesn't need it, but it's beautiful, and I keep thinking of this song because I think that's where we're headed. We have to get away. We just have to, and have to get away from our slight housekeeping to even slighter housekeeping to this. There's a small hotel, 1936.
Thank you. sugar takes me with a grain of salt. I never know where I stand. She never takes me seriously or even holds my hand. My sugar takes me with a grain of salt. She won't believe what I say. She's acting so mysteriously. Her thoughts are far away. My love affair gets me nowhere. And I repeat that her kiss is bittersweet. My sugar takes me with a grain of salt. Why doesn't she realize I love her oh so seriously? Why doesn't she get wise?
Blue Rhythm Band, and most of you can probably guess the title of that. That's right, it's There's Rhythm in Harlem from 1935, and although by Joe Garland, who wrote the song under a different name, the same tune, recorded a couple of years later with Edgar Hayes, and then some other band leader, I can't think of his name, took it and did something with it. But there it is. You know it is in the mood, of course, but if you're not in the mood, there's Rhythm in Harlem. That's all I can say. Jan Garber sounding a lot more like Guy Lombardo, in fact, than Guy Lombardo, even down to the guitar solo behind the vocal. It's just incredible the sound he was trying to achieve there. But that's Jan, the idol of the airlines, in fact. In 1936, Fritz Heilbrunn on the vocal, "My sugar takes me with a grain of salt." In fact, mine takes me with so much salt, I think she's got to get hypertensive medication. But there you go. Lee Sims, "There's a Small Hotel," and that's where we're headed, and trying to desalinate ourselves a bit, 1936. And that blood pressure does have to come down. It really does. It's up there. It's higher than the stock market, but that ain't saying much. This is Radiola, and we are about as untopical as a program can get and still be in the same century. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm blissfully avoiding news broadcasts as we speak. Indeed, that's how I maintain what Gene Austin is singing about here in 1929. This is a lovely recording, and I think this says it all. It's, my vision of slight housekeeping, indeed. And here he is, and we're headed toward that small hotel for a little bit of this. Peace of mind.
When first we met, I started dreaming, planning, scheming, my brain teeming with scores of blissful notions about a home for two. We'll have it yet, for now I see you care for me too. We'll soon flee to a shrine for our emotions. You're bound to see a sound idea. We'll have peace of mind, never cease to find our clouds with silvery fleece aligned when the lease is signed for a home of our own. What if troubles brew, joy will bubble through, and we spell capital W. We'll have peace of mind, hand in hand and alone. Life will be rosy, comfy and cozy, happy the livelong day. Work will be pleasure, and at our leisure, we'll kiss the blues away. When we've done the task, in the sun we'll bask and wonder what anyone could ask more than peace of mind in a home of our own. Thank you.
send your message to me. Guiding me through the traffic maze with their weird melody.
There's Xavier Cugat with an X, of course. Some people say Xavier, and they're welcome to do so, and I will not argue with them. But Mr. Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra with Dinah Shore on the vocal, and I love this. I love this sound. I think Carmen Lombardo had a hand in this too, somewhere along the line. Jungle Drums, 1939. He also wrote the Jan Garber piece earlier with his writing partner Johnny Loeb, and that was pretty interesting that they were even using Lombardo songs on Brunswick. Ah, yes, indeed. Why copy anyone else? Indeed. Why not be yourself? Speaking of Guy Lombardo, again, the band that he led is going to be at the Rome Capitol Theater September 11th, and if you cannot possibly avoid it, you'll see me there also doing a couple of things, mainly introducing the band, but also I will be playing as people come in on the original installation, 1928 Moeller Theater Pipe Organ, three keyboards, 10 ranks of pipes, and lots of other good stuff in there. It's a great, great instrument, and I'm privileged and honored to play it, honestly, very much so. And I want to thank Art Pierce and Jack Theakston and Kylie Pierce for letting me get in there and do stuff on that machine. And I sound okay. I'm Jesse James, maybe a little Fats Waller too on a good day. We're going to finish up here on Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior. I've just plugged myself, and I don't know how often I do that, but, sometimes you just have to. But here's Roger Wolf Kahn, and indeed, I've tried this too. So, and I wouldn't recommend it because you might wind up with bronchitis, but if you've had your vitamins, you might be able to get away with it. Franklin Bauer singing it, "Let a Smile Be Your Umbrella."
Sweetie cries, just tell her that a smile always